I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If I had known that, John, you should have told me.
Look, he didn't let freshmen talk to the media. He didn't know how to choose a quarterback. He
got your man Fuente talent. And Fuente, let's be real, I heard you talking about it with Calkins, is really what set your star off.
Well, he
okay?
was.
Okay, so give Porter the credit.
Give Porter the credit for what?
Oh, it ties to you.
Well, 60, right.
6 degrees of separation.
If Larry Porter would have been a good coach, my career arguably would have never taken off.
If he'd gotten less talent, then maybe Fuente ain't taking off, okay?
What?
Is Fuente taking off over there at BT?
If Larry Porter would have gotten any less talent, he would have never won a game.
Porter sprinkled some of that talent on there for Fuente, okay?
He would have never won a game.
You get Fuente, John Martin takes off. So you need to be thanking Larry Porter
for being a bad coach.
For the talent he brought to Memphis.
Thank you,
Larry. Which helped you get the spot you're in right now.
No, Fuente didn't.
You need to be thanking Larry Porter.
The Fuente era did not help me take off, but Fuente's hiring did. So, you know, honestly, like, Larry Porter had nothing. The only
You tied to Fuente would make you tied to Porter.
The only thing I need to thank Larry Porter for is being a bad coach. That is, and I am thankful for that. I truly am.
Why do you take pleasure in dumping on one of your own?
He's not one of my own. What do you mean? Because he played at Memphis? I mean, I'm just being objective about this.
Chad Morris. I gave you.
Okay.
He's the answer to this question.
I think let's make a bottom three.
I can tell you think he's worse than Chad Morris. I can tell.
Well,
but again, he had a dead body. He had a corpse of a program.
Okay. Let's. You know how like they do in like The Voice. I think they do this in The Voice. They get like a bottom three, right? And then somebody gets saved. Let's do a bottom three of worst hires in college football since 2000. I'm going to go Mike Price at Alabama, Larry Porter, and Chad Morris.
Okay, that's the J&J bottom three. But again, bottom three is easy. It's who you putting at the bottom, and you're putting our own at the bottom.
You know, you are, you're like kind of like Diddy on this one, you know, and you want to save Larry because, you know.
Not saving Larry.
You worked
it's
with
the
him.
Truth.
You know, and I don't know. I think when you take it as a total, it's worst coaching hire. Larry was also terrible with the media. He was terrible at promoting his program. Like, he was one of the all-time worst coaches ever when it came to that. When it came to, like, trying to tell people and send his message out. Do you agree with that? He was very bad with the media.
He did not. Again, that is a process, man, that you learn. And it was one that, you know, yes, he was not good with the media. And it's understood why. Like, it was his first time as a head coach. Gonna be his only time. And no, it wasn't. No, but what?
Why you writing him off? You don't know what he might achieve later in life. You know, he might have picked something up from. He was at Arizona State.
I think he thrives in the. Some of us are built for those positions, and some of us are not. And I'm probably one that's not built for it. He thrives as a recruiter and coordinator. When you are the head coach, you got to deal with so much other mess, including, you know, managing all those coordinators. And that's the point. Sometimes you're better off as that. And Lord knows he made a ton of money, change your life money as that. And some of us just aren't leaders of programs, whether it's because it ain't all about what you know about football. It's getting in a room, rah-rahing folks, get them to donate to your program, a fundraising, all of that goes into the job. And I just don't know at that point in his career whether Larry was ready for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, then you got to organize your dang program and have a good team.
Look, some of these suggestions were not good fits. Like Butch Jones was not a good fit at Tennessee, but that dude did win. He did win some games. Like not to the level.
Not enough.
Not to, again, yes.
But we're talking about worst here.
Yeah, I mean, look at, I mean, didn't Butch Jones have a 9-win season? I mean, Al Golden did too. Al Golden had a 9-win season in Miami. I mean, that takes you out of the conversation. He had back-to-back 9-win seasons at Tennessee. He won 3 bowls in a row. What are we talking about?
Yeah, but by the end of it, we were making fun of him.
For sure. Yes, he was not the right long-term fit, but I mean, worst all-time, this dude had a winning record in the SEC in 2015.
He is not in the conversation. You're right about that.
I mean, that's crazy. Again, I'm not vouching for him as
the Migos thing, the Migos story you tell all the time, making fun of Butch. Yeah, the Migos.
I can't remember what happened.
I remember he was at the Boys and Girls Club or whatever it was.
Would he quote the Migos?
Yes, about the Migos and something they said that.
Oh, he had an
mantra of theirs that he's adopted or something.
Yeah, it was lame as hell.
Right, we knew he was on the way out.
But
he did have back-to-back 9-1 seasons.
He did, and the SEC
won the Outback, won the Music City,
and then the year before that, won the Tax Slayer. Finished in the top 25 back-to-back years.
Well, he's not in the worst of conversation.
And so Larry Porter was 3-21. You know, Chad Morris was what was Chad Morris?
He went 0-16. I know, in 2 years, I think he won 4 games, John.
Yeah, he was 4
but
and
none of them conference.
4-18.
Okay,
and so he had more wins than Larry. He had more wins than Larry.
Over some Babbage. And again, they got millions invested in that program.
Some Babbage. I don't know. Obviously, you're not going to give me Larry as the worst ever.
No, I'm saying we're in Memphis. We're going to make it Chad. You should be with this. You should be with this plan.
We've had Chad Morris on our radio show. I mean, where is the loyalty, man?
Where is he at now? Who's he assisting?
He is back with, dude, he and Larry are together.
Stop it.
They are on the same staff. They're in Auburn. How about that? The two worst coaches.
He's in a pod.
The two worst hires.
They are both at Auburn.
Dude, how funny is that? That is freaking hilarious. I think Larry's still at Auburn. Yes, he's the tight ends coach at Auburn.
Yep, Chad is the OC and quarterbacks coach.
That is not a bright spot for Gus Malzahn, you know? To say that
Larry can handle his crew, bro. He can handle his duties, his position group, his crew, recruiting. He can handle all that, all right? But, and that has shined in those roles. Let's be real.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're talking about the two worst coaching hires of the millennium are on the same staff in Chad Moore. That's a hell of a thing. That's amazing. Where's Mike Price? Is he on the staff somewhere? Because that would be something. I thought it was interesting. This is an interesting question. Chad Morris, Larry Porter, tomato, tomato. But they're both on the same staff. It's the same person, right? The same person. Mm. All right, we will come back. Anthony Saint's going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Disney World, the return of the NBA potentially, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that Mercedes-Benz of Memphis remains open with all the great Mercedes in stock, new and used. It's located 5389 Poplin. Right now, they're offering deferred payments. Yep, Mercedes-Benz of Memphis has a 90-day deferred payment plan. So check the inventory at mbofmemphis.com.
All right, listen up. Bedbugs, go up the middle, along the mattress seams. Roaches, to a zone, everywhere there's a crack. Brown recluses, you're on surprise defense. Anywhere you can hide. Now let's take that house.
Right.
Pests have a game plan. So should you. Get Allied Termite and Pest on your team. They'll talk with you, understand your full situation, and create a custom, safe, and efficient treatment strategy for your home.
We're up against Allied Termite and Pest? I'm throwing in the towel.
Beat the bugs. Visit AlliedPestControl.com today.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Do yourself a favor in 2020 and get yourself to Bounty on Broad. The place is drop-dead beautiful. The drinks are imaginative. All the wine is available by the glass, and the food is out of this world. Call Bounty today at 901-410-8131 or go to BountyOnBroad.com.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. What's the Erie Rate Lock? It's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. And let the record show that lower than normal rates are now available, which is great because if recent events have taught us anything, it's that every penny matters. Listen, you have a local doctor, your local dentist, your local lawyer. You need your own personal local insurance agent too. So please get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, which has two offices in the Memphis area. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other on Highway 51 in Covington. You can reach Elizabeth Rook Insurance by phone at 867-SAVE. That's 867-7283. Or you can visit online at rookinsurance.com. Again, that's rookinsurance.com.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Hi. Guess we should talk about something. How's the vermicelli game in your town? Got any good Vietnamese restaurants? Vermicelli? Oh, it's a noodle. Very good. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, Home Advisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/grow for details. That's homeadvisor.com/grow.
Take heat, this too hard. Take heat.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I don't got a heart, but it don't pay. Lil' AB the body, he fresh out the cage. I'm still the same from minimum wage. They trying to keep up, so they stalking my page. They do what I say, they trying to get saved. They line up for me like they copping the J. I told her, get right, start acting your age. Can't believe you tried it, but you played. Wanted a diamond choke as soon as her time was over. Play. She wanna ride the Rover. Told her Uber was closer. You crazy. She tried to show out in public. I cut the bitch out like it's nothing. You play.
All right, we're back. Jason and John on 89 FM ESPN. Anthony's hanging to join us here in just a little bit. But before we get to Anthony saying, there was an interesting story over at the Daily Memphian today written by Jonah Jordan about Musa Cisse taking a little bit of a break from football. And writing about Musa Cisse, 6'10 center, five-star big man out at Lausanne, who, of course, you know, we've given the appropriate title of
the vaccine. Yeah, appropriate or not, that's what we've called him.
Well, it's appropriate, the vaccine, because Jason believes that getting
Musa heals all.
Yeah, Musa comes into the program, consumer spending comes back, the economy roars again, and it heals all the wounds.
But once again, John Martin been poo-pooing on Memphis all day long.
I've not been poo-pooing on Memphis.
And I got people texting me about it. You did it in the first segment as well because you said right now Memphis wouldn't even be second.
Well, that's just
is what you say. It's got people texting me, John.
That's just real. I mean, that's not me poo-pooing on Memphis. Like, that's not an opinion.
It's poo-poo.
Yeah, that's just – I mean, that's just
– Do you doubt that a determined Penny Hardaway – can get his man when his man lives in Memphis?
I do not.
Do you believe that Penny Hardaway determined to get Musa because he represents another level for next season?
I would think so.
Then you can't count out Penny, can you?
No, I'm not counting out Memphis. I'm not saying it's over.
Could go to two tomorrow. Could go to one. If I'm just saying a determined Penny who we know, you know. Knows folks.
Some things have to change. And again, there are some things I cannot, I wish I could, I can't go into, but some things have to change that I have not yet changed. But they could. I could see them, I could see it happening. I could see this, I could see the paradigm shifting.
Right. Like Penny's not a man who's averse to change.
Right.
Like he's willing to change. He's willing to change up the pitch or whatever it's got to be, right, to get his man. And again, that's my whole point. I'm not saying that Memphis is going to land Musa Cisse, because you've said it. John's been on this from the get-go. This one's going to be a battle. We're all assuming, yes, that despite what his coach is saying, that's what the story was about today from Jonah, not just his development, but the fact that his coach thinks he's going to be at Lausanne next year. We all think he's going to reclass. We've all said it feels like it's still going to be a battle for Memphis, despite it looking a lot like a James Wiseman situation. But my point is that I ain't counting out Penny in these situations where a guy like a Damian Ball, yep, a DJ Jeffries, a Tyler Harris, when they're in Memphis, remember, it's not just Penny recruiting you. Once he's prioritized you, he's got the whole city doing it for you. And so in this case, yes, where he can't have Musa on campus, but he can do the Zooms, all that, then have the city saying, hey, man, you take us to the next level. That can have a significant impact. We know it. And we've seen it land guys, including a Nashville guy and Damian Ball, who, you know, comes here for a year. All of a sudden, he gets swept up in and he's a Tiger. So when it's when Penny prioritizes you, or in this case, maybe it's changing up your approach. Got to have this taken care of or not. We've seen it get done with him. Now he's lost guys too, and that's why we've said he's got to reprioritize Memphis. We think, you know, Chris Moore walks out of here. That's one that you wanted. You know, you didn't back off Chris Moore, and you've seen too, whether by choice or whatever, players have gone elsewhere. That's why we've said too, you want to reprioritize local. That said, I still think, you know, even with Musa being one of those unique cases where, yeah, it's a little bit local, but he's not, in this case, Penny Hardaway will be in there at least the end. Maybe not finishing first, but he'll be in that battle.
Right, and so –
Musa represents, again, like I said, the sort of greatness, feels like to me, next level of the program, that kind of player that Penny has always envisioned this thing at. Yeah. I don't think he's envisioned this thing at, as fringe tournament team competing for second or third in the AAC.
Right, right.
He's that determined.
On that, Jason, we agree.
It may not matter. You know, IARP, all that stuff, you know, I think it's factored in, particularly with these big-time recruits. That said, you hope you're not battling G League here. And I disagree with Mark where I think the contract thing is important. Now, do we all expect Penny to be back? Yes. And do we all expect Musa to be one and done? Yes. But this ain't just about Musa for Penny and getting this thing to where we all expect it to be. It's about the Jonathan Lawsons. And so that, to me, is still a question you got to get answered to if you're Memphis. Yeah, Memphis operates on memorandums of understanding. It's did it with Tubby, did it with Norville. But it's not typical you get into the last year of a contract where a guy's giving you a discount the first couple of years because of how much you were paying Tubby. So we all figured they're working on it. My question is, you know, when is it going to get done?
So, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we know you're impatient. We know you're restless over there. You need some good news.
Well, I just think there should be an urgency level to it. But, again, I can understand you all's theory that they're slow playing this thing because they want to see what's going to go down with the IARP. My point is you go ahead and get joined at the hip now. Stand with your guy, as most programs do.
I agree.
A guy
with that.
Who's done the job other than getting this team to the tournament, and it wasn't done. Even though we count them out this year, it wasn't quite done. They still had a chance. That said, I'll give you no tournament yet. That's the only thing he hadn't done, because he's got the money back up. He's got the fan. He's got the butts back in seats. He's got the excitement level back up. So why would you not be, you know, working? Why would this not be paramount to get this done?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I look at it like that. I mean, I'm with that in terms of, you know, even the RJ Hampton thing. To be quite honest with you, like, I would have just said, hey, you know, like we talked about, these are two adults. You know, he's not a student. They are socially distancing. They can make the responsible decision. You know, I would have, we were talking about standing by your guy, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at some point you do have to sort of make that calculated decision. Like, are you with it? Or, are you, you know what I mean? Like, so I definitely do agree. Now, the interesting quote from Cisse's coach over at Lausanne, Marvis Davis, was that, you know, his family gave me every indication that he will be back next year. He loves Lausanne. He loves the school. He loves the culture. He's gotten so much better. I personally think he will be back. He's doing everything in his power to be back. We talk every day. He's in our team Zoom lines. He's doing everything. He's not isolating himself. So that was from Marvis Davis. And I would just say to that, cool, but he's going to reclassify. I mean, that's happening. And it's happening for a variety of reasons. You know, not the least of which is the fact that you're automatically eligible no matter what. Not that I would think that there would be an issue with that, but it's just like you don't even have to worry about it. It's a total non-starter in 2020 because of the pandemic. You don't have to have an entrance exam to be eligible in the NCAA. All you have to do is have your core GPA, which I'm assuming Moose is going to have, And why would you delay your opportunity and your ability to make millions of dollars, you know? I mean, for what? I mean, we don't know what the school year is going to look like. So even to say, like, oh, well, your prom and your homecoming and all that stuff, right? Even to sort of use that as a carrot is thin because we just don't know how much we're going to have in terms of, you know, that function. So I just don't really know what the incentive is or would be to come back, you know, at this point.
Two Mr. Basketballs.
I mean, come on, bro.
Two division, Mr. Basketballs. Again, I'm trying to make a case that I feel like I'm with you on is pretty thin in terms of where you're at right now.
You want to win two Mr. Basketballs?
You have developed. You know,
exactly. You want a today title, right?
You could make a case that who are you developing against? And again, you play who's in front of you.
Yep.
But to that point, who is Musa really seeing in that league that's making him better? I tell you, that FACS team gave them hell, beat them in the region. But in terms of who you're going up against, your individual development, again, with all due respect to Lausanne, he's gotten better over there and under Coach Davis, clearly. He can get a lot better playing college basketball next year. I think everybody knows it. And then to your point, it's easier than ever for him to make that jump, that reclassification with no entrance exams this year. He said, like, you got one class to go. In a situation like this and where what the coach says that, well, they're telling me they're coming back, you could see that too, because in that situation, right, you want to keep your options open, right? That idea. So you could sort of see how that's sort of playing out as well. So anyway, I think we all feel the same way. You've had national recruiters, I mean, national recruiting analysts come on and say it's likely. We've had Coach Hurd on, and although he stopped short of likely, he pointed out it's a serious option. Coach Hurd was obviously going to coach him with Team Thad this year. It feels like that's the way it's going.
Yep.
And I just don't suspect that Penny Hardaway is going to be content to stay in third, as John Martin reports that Memphis is today.
Yeah.
And I don't doubt you that they are in third today. But like I said, a determined Penny, I figure you can get higher up on the ladder than that.
Yeah. So anyway, there's the story. It's from Jonah Jordan. You can read it up at DailyMemphian.com. All right, we will come back. Anthony Sands is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the potential return to the NBA and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 is helping the Mid-South stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected. And please, wash your hands. Memphis's quarantine station. News, information, interviews, sports, entertainment, and the latest for Memphis and the Mid-South. This is 92.9 FM ESPN. Live on the radio.com free app. Download the radio.com app on your phone. Select 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
In the wake of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, we're being asked to stay home in an attempt to stop the spread of the virus. So radio.com is giving you an opportunity to stay connected with our live daily online broadcast called I'm Listening, Stay Connected. I'm Dr. Chris Donahue. I'll be joined by celebrities and experts in the field of mental health to give you facts and tools to support and guide you. Watch I'm Listening, Stay Connected every day at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Stay connected with radio.com.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, to really amp this up, we're including four amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after 29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. Canceled early. Remaining balance due. Requires new account. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available ever. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. Use rules. $30 activation fee. And restrictions apply.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Hi! Guess we should talk about something. How's the, vermicelli game in your town? Got any good Vietnamese restaurants? Vermicelli? Oh, it's a noodle? Very good. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, HomeAdvisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the HomeAdvisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/grow for details. That's homeadvisor.com/grow.
Tee it up at Edwin Watch Golf Shops with their Memorial Day sale happening May 22nd through the 25th. All Nike golf shoes are 25% off. Score an epic deal on Callaway's epic flash driver, now only $349. Save big with the G400 driver, now only $249. Remember, the more you buy, the more you save, and receive up to 25% off all apparel. Edwin Watch Golf Shops Memorial Day sale happening May 22nd to May 25th. Edwin Watch Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers since 1968.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at five different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Doctor's Log, Hell Date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
In my room, she filled my mind up with ideas. I'm the highest in the room. Hope I make it out of here.
Hey, Jason.
Yes.
Robert Irwin's open.
Outstanding. All five locations, right?
All five locations. Robert Irwin Jewelers. They get it. Love, it never stops. It's like basketball, man. Love never stops. And that's why, you know, listen, they've taken the last couple of months and they have learned and they have adapted their business and what they do. They want to make sure that you are covered because, like we always talk about, man, you know, even though businesses were closed in the last couple of months, you know, those special days, they keep coming around, man. And they want to make sure you're covered at Robert Irwin Jewelers for the anniversaries, the birthdays, those special occasions. And they even, of course, implemented curbside service, and they did lots of jewelry sales on their website. But now you can go inside and, listen, they want to take care of you. They want to make sure you're healthy. They want to make sure you're safe. Their staff's required to work with masks on before and after working with a guest. All employees wash their hands. Doors and services are sanitized before and after. And ringsiders and any other equipment that's used is going to be sanitized before and after use, so you can shop at Robert Irwin Jewelers with a peace of mind.
They're taking all the precautions. You know how he's doing that, but he understands too if some of you are feeling safer at home right now, and you can still put together that dream ring from the comfort of your couch. What you do, go to rijewelers.com/dreamring, and you get to be the designer. It's fun, and again, this way you're doing it from home. You'll pick the diamond size, shape, color, clarity. Pick your own metal color. Again, doing it all from the comfort of your couch at rijewelers.com /DreamRing. So Howie's got you covered in store. He's got you covered out of store. He's got you covered all the way around like he always does. And there's always bigger, brighter diamonds at Robert Irwin Jewelers. All five locations now open, or they're online at rijewelers.com.
We're going to have Anthony Saint here in just a second. But really quickly before we can get him on, Disney World appears to be the site, Jason, for the return of the NBA. What do we think about that?
I don't care where it is, quite frankly. You figured it was going to be Las Vegas or Disney World. I'm not as looking as forward to seeing Ja Morant with Goofy as you are. That said, no, we're all in the same place, to be very honest about this. Wherever they were going to have it, you just wanted it back. You know it's going to look different. Again, the idea that you play any more regular season games seems like a far-fetched one to me, but maybe they can show us how they're going to get that done. But particularly if you're talking about one side, as Shams has reported, like Orlando, seems like you'd cut that down to as few teams as possible.
Right.
You're not going to have all 30.
Right.
You know, that doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. So I'm excited about it, John. I hope it represents the what we all feel like is the inevitable comeback of the NBA.
Indeed. Anthony Saint is here to talk about it with us now. Let's go.
Now, it's Anthony Saint from Sports Illustrated's All Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Anthony Saint, what it do, man?
Man, what's going on, bro? I'm sitting up here, got my mega bus ticket, getting ready to head to Orlando, you know what I'm saying, to stalk the NBA.
Do you really expect to be able to cover it? I mean, that...
No. I was going to stalk them, man. I was just going to hang out outside Disney World somewhere and just, you know.
And would you really feel safe on the megabus?
You know what, man? All jokes aside, I had planned a trip to go see my cousin in St. Louis with a megabus ticket that I had just happened to have in my account constantly rescheduling. Like, you keep rescheduling, you have a ticket kind of forever.
Mm-hmm.
So they send an email saying they're about to cancel it because I guess not enough people are going so well. So I guess I'll finally lose that money. I might reschedule to Orlando, though.
Okay, yeah. In terms of, you know, this announcement, I mean, I guess it wasn't so much of an announcement as it was maybe a test balloon. I don't know. But it sounds like Orlando is getting all of the momentum now for a return to the mm-hmm. season. Does this make sense to you? I mean, when you think about the campus and how wide and how much, you know, space Disney World takes up and the court availabilities, does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It's plenty of space for the guys. Even if you put all the 16 playoff teams there, you definitely got enough space as far as housing and things like this concerned. It's literally if you've ever been to Disney World, it's literally a country within a city, so to speak. So, definitely got the amenities there for guys who to keep them protected and keep them separated from the rest of the world. So, yeah, I don't care where they put it. They can put the Blue Grizzlies, man. I'm down for it.
What kind of Grizzlies team would you expect to see if they got this thing? One that almost might be too hyped. You know, and at this point, we'll take whatever form of it we can get. But, like, what kind of effort would you expect to see from them? They get a couple of weeks to do it, like we're all planning on training camps, all that. What do you think you'd see from this young team? In terms of the way it look,
in the event that they just go with the playoffs the way it is, and the Lakers play the Grizzlies, I think they'll be super excited, like you said. Of course, they'll be nervous. Not many guys on their team have played a game in the playoffs at all, and the guys who have, you know, the Gorgie Dings, the Tyus Jones, those guys haven't been a part of any deep runs or anything. I think that you still will see a team that could have an advantage in certain ways, being that the Grizzlies are those younger guys, man, like. That time off really isn't going to hurt them. Mm-hmm. The Lakers are a team that's, you know, filled with a bunch of veterans. Not saying the Grizzlies are going to beat them or anything, but you can see a situation where those young-legged guys, similar to what you saw in the Last Dance when the Bulls took on the Nets in that first-round series, you know, they looked kind of sketchy at first because that Nets team was very young and very athletic, and they gave the Bulls all they wanted, you know, early in that series.
And to your point, this isn't a Lakers team like that's been together for 4 or 5 years. What you and teams like that are veteran teams, like you said, even with the Grizzlies, they could flip a switch and turn up that playoff intensity level to a different level. And you figure, yeah, in the end, the Lakers can probably do that, but at least early on, to your point about the Grizzlies giving them a run early, that switch may not be there for them because they haven't been together a ton of time.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty much a new team. A lot of those guys that's their first time playing together, and there isn't that long. Yeah, you got guys who've been there. You know, of course, LeBron, the Danny Greens of the world, you know, those guys.
They know.
You know, won titles, been mm-hmm. in finals, all those type of things. But they may have an adjustment period, having to start all over again. So I'm looking forward to it, man, because that Grizzly team can really come out there and make some noise against them.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Anthony Saint, covers the Memphis Grizzlies for allgrizzlies.com. In terms of the Last Dance, there seems to be a lot of controversy over the documentary. Scottie Pippen appears to not like it. He doesn't really appreciate it.
Not talking, he's even gone quiet.
And Horace Grant called Michael Jordan a snitch. What do you make of that? What do you make of the fact that, you know, we're it's a 10-part documentary about, you know, how great this team was, and yet here we are, and in the wreckage of this dynasty is, you know, I mean, I don't know if Steve Kerr likes Michael Jordan or not. I have no idea. Probably not, if I had to say. Nice guy, but probably
respects,
doesn't.
But yeah,
right, people, doesn't like him. Horace doesn't like him. Scottie doesn't like him. What do we make of that?
I think that. Well, I think I heard you guys talking about this too. Like, what's the documentary too long? I think under a normal situation, I would have got tired of watching a long time ago. I haven't gotten all the way through it still, and I'm in the middle of episode 7. And I'm like, do I really want to watch 2 more episodes of this? You know, that's kind of where I'm at now as far as it goes, especially when I know everything is pretty much going to be talked about because people have already – it's already out there, whatever. But as far as the things that people are saying about Michael Jordan, whatever, of course the documentary is it's a Michael Jordan documentary with the rest of the Chicago Bulls, you know, in the background. That's just the way that it was presented. That's the way that it was set up. And with Michael having that veto in power, he definitely had it chopped up in a way that kind of made him look like, because a lot of people were expecting, you know, they're going to show the worst of Michael Jordan, the bad side that everyone knew was there. But you're not seeing too much of that. It's making him more of a hero now than he already was before in some instances. Are we ready to talk conspiracy talk, or are we still, what are we doing?
Is that why Horace is going crazy here? And why Mike Dunn called him a snitch? Go ahead and
get... I think this is why Michael Jordan might be going crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? And we've been doing this conspiracy stuff for a while now. It was last offseason when we debuted it in the show.
Now, you don't doubt that Mike's daughter is his. Let's set that
That's
to the right. While we
That's
setting that
thing.
To the side. Because she looks like him.
As I look at my hood paleontology degree, I know that's not the right word, but it sounds like it. If you look at Michael Jordan's daughter, she looks like a perfect combination of Michael Jordan's wife and Michael Jordan's mom. If you look at, you know, if you just go back and
can see it. Yeah, can see it.
You can see it.
Yep.
When you see Michael Jordan's sons, both of them play basketball. If you guys need a picture reference, there's, you know, I posted it on Twitter, posted on my Facebook as well. If you look at those boys lined up against a current picture of Horace Grant, they look more Horace Grantish
like
than they look.
Horace kids.
They look more Horace Grantish than they look Michael Jordanish. As you know, Michael Jordan had a history of infidelity with his wife.
Oh my gosh!
And if y'all know the history of a black woman, we know they don't get mad; they get even. So, you know, who knows how she might have went about that.
It sounds like we kind of have an idea. Based
yeah,
on
I
this.
Mean, you know.
We have an idea how she went about it.
Yeah, I'm not here to start a rumor or to say something. It's fact, but I'm just saying, it's always been a mystery to me how, you know, how his sons always look more role players than greatest of all time.
Sure if you'll get there, but there's an actual shot of the sons in like episode 10. They just throw it in there with the daughter and a couple sons of about 30 seconds of his family.
Yeah.
What did you think of the way Scottie was portrayed? That's the other part. Now I think if you said you're in 7, you've already seen Mike say early on Scottie was selfish for holding out that last year. I'll ask the question this way. If you're Scottie Pippen today, if Anthony Saint is Scottie Pippen, you got 6 rings. You did it with Michael Jordan. Having watched the part that you've seen, right, where they talk about the 1.8 seconds he was out when Mike wasn't even playing with the Bulls, the migraine, the not playing in the Utah game, and then Mike obviously calling him selfish. Would you be cool with Mike saying what he said if you were Scottie Pippen today?
Some of the stuff about Scottie Pippen just is what it was. I think the show kind of portrays Scottie as a not the smartest guy in the world, and kind of a country boy from Arkansas who didn't really know any better.
That took a full contract, to your point. That basically took a full contract. Like, what was it, 7 years for $18 million or whatever.
Exactly, and you can't even sign contracts that long anymore, and Scottie Pippen is one of the reasons why you can't. I just think that, you know, that kind of is what it is. But I don't think enough light was shined on Scotty. I mean, you're talking about one of the greatest players in this position ever, is Scotty Pippen. I mean, not just a good role player, a good, you know, number two to Michael Jordan, but you're talking about one of the best small forwards to ever play the game. You're talking about a guy, if he walked into the NBA right now, would be number one pick in the draft. Teams would build franchises with him. You're talking about a guy who's like Kawhi Leonard, but coming to solid probably. That's probably what you're looking at as far as who Scottie Pippen would be in today's NBA. And I think that not enough attention was on him. I'm definitely biased because Scottie Pippen is probably one of my favorite players of all time. But I don't think I'd be mad at Jordan. You know, because that when they made those recordings, it was pretty much known that Michael Jordan was the greatest player ever. But it wasn't. Scottie wasn't quite in that regard yet.
You would be more mad at Horace.
Oh yeah, Horace. Yeah.
For you've raised his kids for the last.
Yeah, to raise his man kids. Well, no, Horace Grant didn't raise Jordan's kids.
I know. I'm saying Michael raised his though.
No way.
Yeah, exactly. Jordan
That's what
raised
I'm saying.
His kids.
Like
Horace.
My, yeah, I mean.
You know that Mike. The story is that Mike early on wasn't sure if he wanted to marry Juanita because he wasn't sure if it was his kid. But I'm not sure that Horace.
Wait, that's for real?
Yeah. Have you heard that part? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some issues early on and whether he was, but so that part fits, right, your theory, your conspiracy theory, but the part that don't was that Horace wasn't around then.
Hold on, bro. So I got to go back to the drawing board now. Bro. So you saying that Horace Grant wasn't even?
He wasn't around. This was in the mid 80s, I want to say, because again, this kid was already born, conceived, whatever, before.
Marcus Jordan was born in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
When did Horace Grant?
When was Jeffrey born?
Yeah, Horace Grant was on them teams then. He was on them teams before 1990 because they won the championship in 91.
But I'm not sure that was the first one because, again, they got married in 84, 84, 85.
Jeffrey was born in 88.
He's the earlier one. So was Horace with him in 88?
I don't know. I can't go back that far.
But hold on.
And, again, would it have had to been 87 with the conspiracy theory like 9 months before that?
Can we all agree that those are clearly not Michael Jordan's sons? Can we say that?
So Horace Grant joined the Chicago Bulls.
Those boys would slap you today saying out here that them and his kids, man.
Horace
they
Grant,
got on that know, documentary
Horace
as his kids.
Horace Grant joined the Chicago Bulls in 1987.
There it is.
And you can't rule it out.
There it is.
Something's off with your math.
It's
there.
Marcus is definitely Horace Grant.
Exactly. The one with the goggles. No, both of them. You look him in the face, man. Those are Horace Grant's kids, bro.
Man, Horace Grant would have been as mad as he is at Mike. He would have said it on Chicago radio this week that those are his kids.
Hey, he might have never known,
bro. He would tell him. He'd say, that's my kid. And he would have done it. It would have come out this week. Those are not his kids, man. I'm not going to let y'all keep doing
that. That back child support might be a mug, bro. He might have been able to flip that back child support for 36 years worth of kids.
I give Michael Jordan a lot of credit, man, for being the man he is to raise those kids, you know? That aren't his. But I'm just,
how dare y'all?
I am going to say this. I mean, you look around and, I mean, in terms of the disparity of the parents' talent to the descendants' talent, it is as wide between Mike and his kids as you probably will see in sports.
Ever.
Wow.
I mean, think about it. I mean, most father and son duos, like, they're comparable in some way. Michael Jordan was not as a good basketball player. He was the greatest ever, okay? And are there examples? Can you find some? Sure. But I think those might be the widest disparity. Now, if you told me that those kids' dad was Horace Grant.
Made an all-star game.
Yeah, that's different, though. I can see where your sons might actually just be decent players if you're just
and go to UCF.
One-time all-star.
Man, stop.
You know? I'm just saying, it's a compelling case you make, Anthony.
Yeah, I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate y'all for
You're spending this isolation time wisely.
Yeah, I am.
You know, so, all right, man. Well, hopefully by the next time we have you on.
NBA plan.
Exactly.
Feels like it.
Feels like we're getting there. So, appreciate
Thank
the time,
you,
man.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. He is Anthony Sain. Joins us every single Wednesday
y'all's math has got to be off.
Bro, I mean, the kid.
And again, I tell you, it'd come out of Horace this week if that was the case because he is he is fire-hotted, Mike.
Yes, 87 is when he got drafted in 87. That would have been in June 87, all right? And let's see when Jeffrey was born.
It has to go back to before. We need 9 months.
Okay. He was born November 18th, 1988. So that's plenty of time. That's plenty of time to make it happen. I mean, what we know about the pregnancy process.
So what we know. You go to Wiki, you look up Jeffrey Jordan, it says it's got two parents listed. One says Juanita Van Hoy, and one says Michael Jordan. Doesn't say no damn Horace Grant.
Well, you don't need to think differently of Michael just because he's a stepfather. I mean, he's still a great player. I just don't want you to don't let this change.
So this
your
is
opinion.
This is the other why Mike wouldn't let Horace eat on the plane.
Right, right, because he had to spend all that money to feed his kids, you know, and he felt like if
because Horace wasn't taking care of
Horace couldn't be there for his kids and he doesn't get to eat. You
this
know?
Is dangerous. What y'all doing?
I'm just
and you wouldn't say it to his kids.
You
wouldn't say this to their faces.
It's you. Can you rule it out? I mean, it's certainly a possibility. Listen, those Marcus looks like Horace Grant with the goggles on and everything. The beard. MJ never had a beard. MJ was always clean shaven. He didn't rock a beard.
He's like you and me. I think his beard was more scraggled.
Yeah.
It wasn't a real true beard. Like, yeah. So he didn't bother with one.
But anyway,
stop. He had them razor bumps though.
Thanks to Anthony Sane for joining us on the show and spreading the news. All right, we will come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is listening now more than ever to 92.9 on AM, on FM, on the radio.com app, and on smart speakers by saying play 92.9 ESPN.
Brett Taylor and Chris Thomas listen to 92.9. Ivy Vine Investments, Rizzo's Memphis Pizza, and Playhouse on the Square folks are all listening to 92.9 FM ESPN.
Let us know where you're listening. Tweet us, get us on Facebook or Instagram. Use the hashtag #StayConnected929ESPN.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. What's the Erie Rate Lock? It's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. And let the record show that lower than normal rates are now available, which is great because if recent events have taught us anything, it's that every penny matters. Listen, you have a local doctor, your local dentist, your local lawyer. You need your own personal local insurance agent too. So please get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, which has two offices in the Memphis area. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other on Highway 51 in Covington. You can reach Elizabeth Rook Insurance by phone at 867-SAVE. That's 867-7283. Or you can visit online at rookinsurance.com. Again, that's rookinsurance.com.
Doctor's log, hell date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Howie, what have you been doing at Robert Irwin Jewelers the last few months?
Well, we know that anniversaries, birthdays, and special occasions never stop, so we've been doing our curbside service and selling a lot of jewelry on our website. Now we're open and we're here for you because we know love never stops.
And if you're still not comfortable with getting out, I see that you've got Create the Ring of Your Dreams at rijewelers.com.
You can go to rijewelers.com/dreamring and start creating the ring of your dreams today.
Wow, that's rijewelers.com and all five locations now open.
Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Have a drink with the good folks at Riverset Rye Whiskey. Have a drink with Riverset Rye Whiskey. It is absolutely delicious. It is smooth. And you get those notes. You get those vanilla notes when you drink it. It is absolutely my go-to whiskey. It needs to be your go-to whiskey as well. One of the best things about it, man, is that it's made right here. Riverset Rye Whiskey is made right here in Memphis. It's aged a mile and a half away from the Mississippi River. So when you drink and when you sip from Riverset Rye Whiskey, you can do so knowing that it is made right here in Memphis. You are drinking locally, and it's important. We need to support locally now more than ever before. Listen, I like to drink mine on the rocks, but you can do whatever you want. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks like I do. You can mix it up, make a cocktail like the Memphis Mule. That's ginger beer. That's lime. And, of course, Riverset Rye Whiskey. However you want to do it, it's always delicious with Riverset Rye Whiskey. Get it for $29.99. That's all, a whole bottle. And it's a very sexy bottle, too. You'll love having it in your bar. Only $29.99. This needs to be your go-to whiskey. Get it wherever fine liquors are sold. It's Riverset Rye Whiskey. Join the rye revolution today. Go against the current. Pick up a bottle today.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Hi. Guess we should talk about something. How's the vermicelli game in your town? Got any good Vietnamese restaurants? Vermicelli? Oh, it's a noodle. Very good. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, Home Advisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/grow for details. That's homeadvisor.com/grow.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/grow200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/grow200.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Live Love at Memphis Group. You're looking to buy or sell a home. Activities picking back up now that things are back open. But the whole way through, inspections have been going on, closings have been going on, showings have been going on. And trust me, as somebody that's been through it, you don't want to handle that yourself. You want to let somebody else take care of that for you. And that's what they do with the Live Love Memphis Group. They take care of their clients, whether you're buying, whether you're selling. They want to help you navigate these times. So all you have to do is get involved. And email them, info@livelovememphis.com. They'll get back with you.
Can do it even for clients who don't live in town. In the case of Scott Underwood, they needed to sell their father's home. Father very tragically passed away. They had to get the home sold about a year ago. They listened to us, went with Live Love and Jen Carstensen. And as I read that story, so grateful to hear it from Brother Underwood. It was incredible, as he put it, the process, how simple it was. They were able to get it done with them out of state. Like I said, spread all over the state, said can't say enough good things about her whole team. That would be Jennifer Carstensen and the folks over at Live Love. 901-685-6000. You can be like Scott, can be like me, can be like Contar, can be like Lewis, so many others that have gotten that home sold. And if you'd like, they'll get you into your dream home as well. They'll take care of all of it. Jennifer Carstensen and our team did that for me. Again, 901-685-6000. If you've got a group and you're unhappy, you've been with a group for a while, home's been on the market for weeks or for months, you're with the wrong group. Get with the right ones. The Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Last I saw today, 18 of the 30 NBA facilities were opening imminently, which, again, one step closer. It's all incremental. I think Tony Bonhart put it pretty well. Everything is incremental, but You know, do I think there's a universe where we look up in a month and a half and sports are on our televisions every night again? I do. I actually think we're going to get there. And it's going to be NBA. It's going to be Major League Baseball. And then I think we're going to get college football in the fall. And I don't know exactly where or not. I don't know if we'll have fans or not. But I do start – I do sense, like, for example, the Ohio State Athletic Director today, Gene Smith, I believe is his name, Jason. He said that he believes that he's confident that there will be 20 to 30,000 fans in the arena. I'll just read from the tweet. Ohio State AD Gene Smith says he's confident that a plan can be implemented where 20 to 30,000 fans can attend football games at Ohio Stadium. So it does feel like the narrative has changed on this virus. And I guess that's a product of the data looking pretty encouraging, right? The trends turning upward and looking positive. And people are sort of starting to plan for what the next few months may look like. But I don't know. Like maybe we even have fans in the Liberty Bowl. And that was something that was inconceivable and unfathomable,
right?
You know, a month and a half ago.
I think even that said, that sounds like good news. I think a lot of ADs, as we talked about the Kansas State AD, we talked about this with Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart, Gene Taylor was talking with Feinbaum and said those big schools are prepared to move on even without the fans. Listen to Harbaugh this morning on Get Up. Doesn't feel like they're going to have a stadium full. And, yes, could you have, you know, so 100,000 and – no. But could it be smaller, like the Dolphins presented 15,000 and 65,000 seat, something like that? We know that the need is there even more so for the Memphises, you know, to have people there. And if they're in cities and geographical areas where the numbers are low, speaking of this pandemic – like Memphis has been, there's going to be a pressure, I assume, to have fans in the stands. That said, you know, 20, 30,000 sounds still like a lot to me right now. But like you said, you know, we may feel completely different in 4 weeks like we did from the last 4 weeks, the 4 weeks we just got through. So we'll see. I hope that's the case, John, when we can be back in stands. I'll just be happy to have it on the television again and still be safe.
Yeah, I think that's the big part of it is, you know, I think it's going to be very regional dependent. You know, there are going to be some places that are, I think, more comfortable. Like the SEC, they're gonna all, you know, everybody in an SEC town or an SEC part of the country is going to want to be in the stadium. Like, we just know that. Pac-12, you know, the cultures are different too. Like, the Pac-12 is not, you know, top to bottom, it's not as rabid as the SEC. Like, I think you could tell the majority of the Pac-12, like UCLA fans, right, if they didn't get to go to football games this year, like, would they really care that much? You know, probably not. Like, I mean, there might be some diehards who say, damn, that's
– No, that's the point. Memphis was having trouble with getting people in the stadium before this.
Exactly.
So just because you open it up, too, doesn't mean you got a crowd of 20, 30,000 the moment you do. It's about personal choice and how much risk you're willing to take on. That said, the more we see others open up, and maybe it's, you know, you'll feel more comfortable. It's just how we are naturally. That said, though, that still seems like a high number. Again, because 30,000, why not have the whole 50 in there?
Yeah.
But again, you can. I suppose there are ways to spread out.
Right. Right.
You know, spread out.
If you have a 100,000 seat arena stadium,
you could spread 30 over 100.
Yeah.
You know, and so I could see that happening.
It'll be fascinating to see the policy and sort of the things that people do. And come up with over the next few months. But
we're all moving toward return.
Exactly.
The news everywhere you look.
The news seems good, and we need that. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Mark Giannotto. Thanks, of course, to Anthony Sane, and thanks to Tony Barnhart. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with their Memorial Day sale happening May 22nd through the 25th. All Nike golf shoes are 25% off. Score an epic deal on Callaway's epic flash driver, now only $349. Save big with the G400 driver, now only $249. Remember, the more you buy, the more you save, and receive up to 25% off all apparel. Edwin Watts Golf Shops Memorial Day sale happening May 22nd to May 25th. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers since 1968.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at five different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you, it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Are you a man who needs to restock your closet, update your wardrobe, dress properly and impressively for that new job interview? If so, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that we have one of the best clothing stores in America right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center. It's where I shop. It's where you should be shopping as well. James Davis was closed down for 5 weeks because of the COVID-19 pandemic, but it has now reopened, and the semi-annual sale is starting early. So James Davis has an incredible selection of suits, sport coats, shorts, knit shirts, casual pants, and soft-touch denim. The entire spring selection is now 20 to 30% off. And the Stant custom shirts that I've been telling you about for a while, the ones I wear when I have to get dressed up for TV, they're 20% off the month of May. Paul Bettinelli suits are still two for $7.95. And if you need a face mask, James Davis has designer masks from some of the finest fabrics. They look super sharp. And check this out. For every...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.